This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. A senior attorney calls for more to be done to rehabilitate young first-time offenders. The Bar Association sees a need for a year-round program to help potential young offenders. A government senator believes modern techniques are needed in tackling youth crime. Driving instructors cry out for better working conditions at the licensing authority, and the UK suspends some arm exports to Israel. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. A senior attorney wants to see more done to rehabilitate young first-time offenders and have them reintegrated into society. The call came from attorney at law and former government minister Michael Lashley during VOB's Down to Brass Tacks program. Mr. Lashley questioned what measures were in place to treat to these young people who commit serious criminal offenses.
Do we continue to remand young persons who are charged for the first thing? Do we continue to have them on remand in contact with hardened criminals? What mechanism or monitoring systems do we have in place for not only young persons who have been charged for the first thing, are out on bail, but I'm speaking also to young offenders who obviously got a non-custodial sentence, and of course, young offenders who are remand. What mechanisms do we have in place to treat them in a way that it will be easy to rehabilitate them so that they can reintegrate back into society? Do we need a young offenders institution for first-time persons who have been charged so we can put them in an institution with the necessary skill sets to bring them back into society in an orderly manner?
He wants to see a more holistic approach to the reform of the criminal justice system.
Let us treat these young people that we can save them so that we can reform them and reintegrate them back into society. Because I don't see any monitoring system. I don't see, because if a young person is out on bail, why it is that we cannot start the rehabilitative process from there once they have indicated the desire to plead guilty? Why can't we start it from there on until after sentencing?
Attorney at law and former government minister Michael Lashley. Meantime, the Barbados Bar Association agrees that more should be done to help these young people. Convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Bar Association, Marty Garnes, says a program should also be implemented to assist those identified as potential young offenders. He believes the program should run all year round.
We believe that part of the solution would be at least breaking it down in terms of young potential offenders and then looking at young offenders, because the reality is that the children of this country are the future of the country. And if it is that we invest in them, you will get a return. So say, for example, if it is that we have a mandatory position where it is that we can engage the youth in sporting, cultural and social activities during the academic term, and then even during those three breaks where it is that you seek to engage the children, not necessarily just make sure that they're taking a break away from studying, but ensure that they keep their minds active in something that is very positive.
Convener of the Criminal Law Committee of the Barbados Bar Association, Marty Garnes. Government Senator Chad Blackman says modern techniques should be adopted to address youth crime. He believes government must create more opportunities for young people to divert them from a path of crime. Speaking during a BLP Christchurch West Central branch meeting, Mr. Blackman suggested the implementation of a living abroad program. He believes exposing the island's young people to the world can be beneficial.
The time has now come for Barbados to have a program, perhaps between the ages of 15 and 16 and 18 years old, where every year our young people travel the world for at least 2 or 3 months. Government partnering with private sector, partnering with civil society, and we send them abroad for those 3 months, whether it be in, Nairobi, London, Washington, D.C., Australia. And you get them exposed to the world. Once people start to taste opportunities globally, their mindset shifts. Sometimes you have to take people out of one space and put them into the next to change their mind. And once we can do that for at least 10 to 15 years, you now create a generation of young people who have a different outlook on life.
He believes guidance with love is essential.
So then you could talk to the roughest person, quote unquote, baddest man, baddest woman, but you reason with them one-on-one, and you show them empathy and love. They break down that wall. And once you see that wall being broken down, you then take them and you guide them. And we need to replicate that across Barbados. We have to do it. And I believe a program like that, taking our young people abroad, as I said, would allow for them to have a new experience on life and an age where their minds are still open to opportunities, still open to impact.
Government Senator Chad Blackman. One house has been extensively damaged in a fire at Roach Village, St. George. The Barbados Fire Service said they received a call at approximately 3:12:57 yesterday, responded to the blaze with two water tenders under Divisional Officer Small. A family of six has been displaced. Parent advocate Paula Ann Moore has voiced concern that the Ministry of Education has not released a national report on the country's performance in the May-June CXE examinations. Mrs. Moore says 2 weeks have passed since results were released and noted that other countries have made such announcements. She worries that students eligible for scholarships may be disadvantaged, stating this too has not been disclosed.
All these countries are much bigger with the resultant additional complexities in reporting when compared to Barbados. The contrasting silence from Barbados is therefore even more disheartening. It is also not fair to the students eligible for Barbados scholarships, exhibitions, and other national academic awards to be held in this anxious limbo of non-existent communication on and confirmation of their status. These students also have matriculation and other deadlines which are put in jeopardy.
She also voiced concern over the region's poor performance, especially in the maths exam.
Only 36% of the total candidates for 2024 passed the Maths CSET exam, with pass rates fluctuating between 34% and 43% between 2021 to 2023. Analysis reveals that the 2024 math result may only be the tip of a long submerged iceberg, suggesting a damning indictment of the CARICOM education system at both regional and national level. Are we failing the majority of our students?
Parent advocate Paula Ann Moore. Driving instructors are crying out for better working conditions on the grounds of the Barbados Licensing Authority at the Pine St. Michael. According to President of the Barbados Driving Instructors Association, Erskine Cumberbatch, conditions have been unbearable for instructors since they were relocated to another section on the compound.
The other thing that they're complaining about is that they had moved us from a location where we used to get the breeze coming off the gully and making us cool down there underneath the tree, and put us up at the front now where the building for waterworks is blocking the sun, and it is real, real hot up there. It's frustrating. And when the morning sun goes going towards the evening, the sun hit you right in your face, then the amount of traffic, the volume of traffic in and out of the yard, and somebody needs to look at it.
He's asking that they be returned to their previous location.
Maybe they're just not looking at it to see what it's like. And it is frustrating. And they need to put us back down the yard where we were more comfortable. And even if the students sit underneath the tent, when the testing officer comes to the student, they call their name, maybe the instructors will then drive up there. But the whole thing is frustrating. It is frustrating.
President of the Barbados Driving Instructors Association, Erskine Cumberbatch. And finally, the United Kingdom has suspended some arms sales to Israel, saying there is a clear risk the equipment could be used to commit serious violations of international law. Foreign Secretary David Lammy said the UK will be suspending 30 out of 350 arms export licenses to Israel. The affected equipment includes parts for fighter jets, helicopters, and drones. Mr. Lammy said the United Kingdom continued to support Israel's right to defend itself, and this did not amount to an arms embargo. Recapping the headlines. A senior attorney calls for more to be done to rehabilitate young first-time offenders. The Bar Association sees a need for a year-round program to help potential young offenders. A government senator believes modern techniques are needed in tackling youth crime. Driving instructors cry out for better working conditions at the licensing authority, and the UK suspends some arms exports to Israel. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.